Today's daf is Chagiga Daf Hey, and we are 10 lines from the top of Daf Hey Omid Aleph, Rabbi Yochanan Kimati Lahaikra Bochi. Today's daf is being learned as Le'ilu Nishmas Shlomo Ben Yibadol L'chaim Toivim Rab Chaim Doivin. As a Schus Rufu Shalem of Avadi Ben Miriam Leia, Moshe Abba Ben Devorah, Devorah Bas Mecha, Shmu Ben Tehila, Malka Miriam Bas Esther, Avram Ben Gittel Edel, Sarah Bas Yehudis Rechel, Sarah Nechama Bas Rus Malka, Elazar Lipa Shalom Ben Fego Rachel, Rafal Kaz Ben Fego, Baruch Ben Rachel, Chayim Malka Bas Batsheva, Pinya Gittel Bas Rachel Shendel, Meira Chava Bas Hashana, and Esther Kreindel Bas Devorah. Today's that's also being learned. Le'ilu Nishmas Doiv Berel Ben Reb Yaakov David. So we're in the middle of Agadat the Gemara, which means usually that we're in the middle of a digression. The specific context that the Gemara is in the middle of discussing is different psukim that caused different amoraim to get emotional, to the point where they actually began to cry. Now, why would we be talking about this in the beginning of Masechtes Chagiga? Because the first sugya of Masechtes Chagiga deals with the mitzvah to be oyle regel. And the pasuk says that, Kisavoyu lirois panai, mi bikesh zois mietchem, remois chatzere. As much as Hashem said three times in the Torah, that shalosh pamim bashana yeira kol schorcha, but at the time of the Churban, the Yid had sinned, and Hashem's feeling towards the Yidin had changed so dramatically that Hashem said, not only should you come and should you come and should you come, but to the contrary, I have no interest in you trampling through my Azara, trampling through my Chatzar. And the Gemara said, Rafuna kimati lahaikra, when he would come to the Basig of Aliyah L'Regel, and he would remember how much things had shifted, how once upon a time Hashem wanted so much to see the Yidin, and now it would move him to tears. The Gemara mentioned another pasuk that would move Rav Huna to tears. Then the Gemara mentioned two psukim that caused Rav Elazar to cry. And then the Gemara mentioned two psukim that caused Rav Ami to cry. And then we had a pasuk that caused Rav Asi to cry. Hence the digression of the Gemara. Today's daf is going to mention a few different psukim that were Rav Yoichanan, the great Amir Rabbi Yochanan, would learn them. Bachi, he would cry. Zok the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan kimati lahaikra bachi. Rabbi Yochanan would come to the following pasuk. He would cry. It was a pasuk in Iyov, in the very beginning of Sefer Iyov. So the pasuk says, "Vayomer Hashem al Satan." Hashem turns to the Satan and he says, "Hasamto libcha al avdi Iyov." Have you recognized? Have you noticed who Iyov is? Ki ein kamayu ba'aretz. There is no person like him. And Ishtam, V'yashar, Yurelikim, V'sarmeira, V'aydenu machzik betumasai. And not just that, despite the fact that I've tested him so many times, he's aydenu machzik betumasai. He hasn't lost any of his levels. V'atisiseini voy levaloichino. And Hashem turns to the Satan and he tells him that I'm very disappointed at you because you convinced me, v'atisiseini is miloshen mesis umadiach. You convinced me to chepa with him and to test him, and it was really for nothing, because he didn't deserve any of this. The only reason I did it is because I listened to you, and now I regret ever doing it. So what's the context? The context is that there's this great man, Iyov, that's the beginning of Sefer Iyov, and the Sultan comes to Hashem, and he says, you want to know why Iyov is so great? Because his life is perfect. Why don't you test him a little bit, and you'll see he's not going to be so great. So Hashem tests him, and tests him, and tests him, and regardless of what Hashem throws in the direction of Iyov, Iyov comes out shining even brighter. And that's this pasuk. So Rabbi Yochanan would learn this pasuk. He would say, Evet Shirabi Masisin Loi Veniseis Takame Yeshloi. An Eved who has a master, who can be persuaded, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu was, does this Eved stand a fighting chance? Meaning, Iyov was punished because Hashem was persuaded to do something that really he didn't want to do. Which means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kaviyochel, Rabbi Yochanan felt, could be vulnerable. And when Rabbi Yochanan read that, he would cry. Because it meant that really this could be very, very dangerous. I saw the Shagasariya in Turi Evan asks, that was Iyov really punished for nothing? Now the Pasuk says it happened Bechinam. But we know the Gemara. The Gemara says in Masechta Soita that when Paru in the beginning of Sefer Shemois turns to his council and says, Hava Neschak Malai, so the Gemara says, Gimel Hoya Ba'isa Eitza, Bilam, Yisroi, and Iyov. Bilam, Barach, Yisrael was Balach, Bilam was Yatz, Iyov was Shasak. And the Gemara says Iyov Shasak was neither be assumed. Because Iyov was quiet, he was punished. It says the Shagasari, it wasn't Bechinam. You see that he was punished for a reason. He was punished because he was one of the yoyatzim, he was one of the advisors of Paro, and that's why this all happened. So vazakti gemara, vatisiseni voila valei chinam, and Rabbi Yochanan's understanding this pasuk literally, how could you understand it literally? Now you have to know what the pasuk means, but it certainly doesn't mean bechinam, bechinam, because you see, the Chazal say Eev really deserved what he got. So some say that Rabbi Yochanan is really l'shitasai, because there's a discussion in the first parak in Masechtes Bava Basra who exactly Eev was. One man d'amar says Eev never lived. Another man d'amar said he lived in this dar, he lived in that dar. Rabbi Yochanan said that Eev was from the Oile Goylo. He was one of the Yidden that were in Bavel that went up to Eretz Yisrael. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, Eev didn't live in that Kufa, which means according to Rabbi Yochanan, he couldn't have been one of Paro's Yoyatzim. If he wasn't one of Paro's Yoyatzim, so Rabbi Yochanan l'shitasai, kimati lai krahavi bachi, because Rabbi Yochanan l'shitasai can't be of the opinion that the reason Eev was punished was because of the fact that he was Shasak when Paro was trying to go after the Yidden. Zok de Gemara. There was another pasuk that caused Rabbi Yochanan to cry. Rabbi Yochanan, Kimati Lahai Karabachi. When Rabbi Yochanan would come to the following pasuk, he would cry. This is also a pasuk in Eev. The pasuk says, Heim b'kedoshav lo yamin. Hashem has no faith, even in the kedoshim. So Rabbi Yochanan would cry. He said, Ibe kedoshav lo yamin, b'man yamin. If Hashem doesn't have faith in the kedoshim, then who's Hashem going to have faith in? Meaning, we're so vulnerable. You see, Hashem doesn't even trust the kedosh. So, if he doesn't trust the Kaddish, who does he trust? So the Gemara says, Yem echad have a kaza borcha. One day, Rabbi Yochanan was walking in the street. Chazi lahu gavro. He saw a person that have a manke te'eni. He saw him collecting te'enim, figs. Shavik hanach de matu. He left the ones that were ripe. The shakal hanach de loy matu. And he dafka was taking the figs that were not ripe. Amale. So Rabbi Yochanan turned to him and he told him, that's strange. Lav hani mailun tve. You would think the ones that are ripe are better. So you're dafke taking the ones that are unripened. Amale. So this year told Rabbi Yochanan, you don't understand. Hani lo urcha b'inon. I'm embarking on a very, very long journey. And I'm going to need these te'enim to last for a long time. Hani natron v'hani loy natron. The ones that are ripe, those are the ones that are going to spoil. The ones that are not ripe, I have a lot more time until they expire, and as a result, those are dafka the ones that I'm taking. Amar, so when Rabbi Yochanan heard this, he said, "Mikol melamdai hiskalti, haynu dechsev." That's what the pasuk means when it says, "Heim b'kedoshav lo yamin." Hashem says, "I don't trust the kaddish." What does he mean? He means to say that when there's a kaddish who's so perfect, he's so ripe, I'm afraid that maybe if I leave him around too long, it may cause him to spoil. And that's why the Hashem says that I'm going to act as if maybe something will happen to this Kaddish. And Hashem says I'm going to snatch him away. But it's not a Kal V'Chomer that if Hashem doesn't trust the Kaddish, that means he doesn't trust anybody. This Midah of Heim B'Kedoshav Lo Yamin is actually for the benefit of the Tzaddik. Because Hashem says, I'm afraid that the Tzaddik, he's like this ripened fruit that maybe he's going to go bad. And for that reason, he takes him away prematurely. So the Gemara says, Ain't is that true? There's such a concept that sometimes Hashem will dafke take the Kaddish prematurely. There was a Talmud that lived in the neighborhood of Alexandria, the Shach of Adazuta, and he died at a very young age. For Omer, Rabbi Alexandria said, if this person would have been one of the Rabbanon, he would have lived. Meaning, there was a person who died young, and Rabbi Alexandria said, the reason this person died young is because he wasn't Chashav. If you're going to tell me there's something called Heim B'Kedoshav Lo Yamin, Dilma, Mehem B'Kedoshav Lo Yamin Hava. How did Rabbi Alexandria know from the fact that he died, when he did, that's a raya that he wasn't chashuv, maybe to the contrary. Maybe that's a raya that he was extremely chashuv. In fact, maybe the reason he was taken away prematurely was precisely because of this midah of Heim B'Kedoshav Lo Yamin. So the Gemara says it can't be because Ahu Mevayit Perabosav Hava. This person was Mevayit Perabosav. He was clearly and noticeably not a good person. And as a result, it was clear to Rabbi Alexandri that he wasn't from the Kedoshim of Heim B'Kedoshav Lo Yamin. If anything, to the contrary, must be the reason he died prematurely was because of the things he did that he wasn't supposed to do. And that was his point. He said, Rabbi Yochanan used to cry when he came to the following pasuk as well. The pasuk says, V'karavti aleichem la'mishpat. Hashem says, I'm going to come closer to you so that I can judge you. V'hoyisi eid, and I'm going to be a witness, mimaher, who's going to act very, very quickly, swiftly, v'mechashvim, uv'menoathim, uv'anishbam lashoker, uv'oishke ischar socher, amon v'yosein, umatiger, v'lo yireuni, amr Hashem tzavakos. So the Pasuk seems to describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu judging mankind for the sins that he commits, but the Pasuk says Hashem's going to do it quickly. V'hoyisi eid mimaher. So Rabbi Yochanan would cry when he read the Pasuk. He said, Evich Rabbi Makarva Lodoinoi, a Rebbe who wants to be mekarev, go close to his eved to judge him. Umimahir lehaidai. And not just that, he testifies against him very, very quickly. Does he stand a chance? Meaning it sounds like it's bezrizus that this is all happening. When Rabbi Yochanan read this pasuk, he was very taken aback. So we mentioned this pasuk. Why? Because this was one of the psukim that caused Rabbi Yochanan to cry. So the Gemara is going to mention three things Bederech Agav, that we see from this pasuk as well. Number one, Amr Rabbi Yechonim and Zakeh. Rabbi Yechonim and Zakeh said, you see from this pasuk, Oy lanu, sheshakal aleinu akosif kalis kechamurois. This pasuk, Hashem seems to be equating averis kalis and averis chamurois. So what's the chamurois? Vamechashvim, uvamenoafim, uvanishbon lashaker. Right? These are all things that are very, very chamur. Kishuf is related to Avodah Zarah, niuf is gilei arayis, and shvua sheker is kiloyanak, it says in the Torah. What's the kalos? Uva oishke schar socher. Someone owes an employee money and he doesn't pay him right away. It's a lav in the Torah, but relative to the other lavin, it's actually a kal. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, "Oy lanu, boy, are we in trouble? Look at this pasuk. Hashem is going after the averus kalos, just like the averus chamurus." That's the first comment that the Tanam and Amiram made on this pasuk. Amar Yish Lakish number two. Kalamata dinei shel ger. If somebody perverses the judgment of a ger, of a convert, ki'ilu mata dinei shel nailo. It's as if he's doing the same Takadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemar, it says umate ger. That's the word. Umati ksiv. The ksiv is umati. Mate, that's with the nekudos, but it's as if it would say umati, as if to say, if someone's mata the mishpat of a ger, it's as if you're being mata me myself. Amr Reb Chanina bar Papa, the third comment, he says, if somebody doesn't have air and he has charata, moichlun moi miyad. Charata is very powerful. Charata can cause a person to get mechilas of oinus right away. Shenema, the pasuk says, v'lo yireuni. Hashem says, the reason I'm doing this is because you don't fear me. Ha yireuni. But if you would fear me, meaning, if a person did the aveira, and then afterwards he would have yiras Hashem, moichlun lohen. And here's a big word, miyad. Immediately, this person would get mechila. So this pasuk that says, v'karafti aleichem la'mishpat, v'hoyisi eid memahir, v'amechashvim, v'amenoafim, v'aneshbam la'sheker, etc., etc. You see a few things. Number one, Rabbi Yochanan would read this pasuk, he would cry, that you see from here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't just judge, but Hashem is an eid memahir. It's number one. Number two, shakal aleinu akosif kalos kechamurois, oichke ischar socher, and we're comparing it to gili arayis and shvua sheker and to kishuf, which is related to avodah zarah. Umate ger, umati ksiv. Kalamate dinoi shel ger, ki ilu mate dinoi shel mailo. And finally, the end of the pasuk is a little nechama. It says, v'lo yireuni, that the only reason this is an issue is because after you did the aveira, you didn't fear me. But what would be if after the aveira, the person would have charat, he would show a little remorse, he would have a little yirishamayim, moichlun lohen, miyad. Sakta Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, ki mati lahikrabach. There was another pasuk that moved Rabbi Yochanan. The pasuk says, ki es kol maseh ha'lekim yavi b'mishpat, al kol nelam, Im toiv imra. This is a pasuk in Koheles. So Rabbi Yochanan would say, Evet Rabbi Shoykele Shkogos Kizdoinos. An Evet whose master compares Shkogos Tizdoinos. Averis that he does b'shoygig, taveris that he does b'mezit. Takana Yeshloi? Does he stand a chance? So where did he see this in the pasuk? Because the pasuk says, Ki has kol maisi alikim yavi b'mishpa. Hashem is going to judge a person for everything. Al kol nelam, and even for a davar nelam. Nelam is miloshen halama, v'nelam. That word means shaygig. So you see, everything including shaygig, as if they're all lumped together. Zaysaymeres, a shaygig is like a mezid. Rabbi Yochanan said that if there's an eved whose master is comparing shkagas to zdainas, what chance does he have? Amar Rav says, mayal kol nelam. So what does that mean? I thought we just said it means shaygig. So Rashi says that it sounds like kol nelam is afilu dover muat damashon. Maybe it's from the word kol nelam. But it sounds like that there's even more, something else that you wouldn't expect to be included in this that is included on my Rav. So Rav says, if somebody would kill a louse in the presence of his friend and it would cause his friend to like be a little bit uncomfortable, it's a dover katan, It's not the biggest avera a person could possibly do, but at the same time, it's something. And Rav says that this is also included in what Hashem is going to judge a person for. Shmuel Amar, right? Whenever Rav said something, Shmuel always said something a little bit differently. Shmuel said, no, that's not my mashal. My mashal is a harok b'fnei chaver v'nemes. If somebody spits in front of his friend, and the person is disgusted, same concept, but either way, that's the davar katan. My im toiv imra. The pasuk then said that Hashem is going to judge a person, al kol nelam im toiv v'imra. What does that mean? Amar devei Rabbi Yana. Meaning, the question is, we understand that Hashem is going to judge a person for something bad that he does. That's ra. In toiv, if a person does something good, why would he be punished for doing something good? So the Vei Rav Yani, the Shiva Rav Yani, they said, Zanoisin stakul anu b'farhasi. It's referring to someone that does something good, ostensibly, but really, it's not so good. For example, someone gives tzedakah to an ani, but he does it publicly, so he embarrasses the ani. So on the one hand, he did something very, very nice. You just helped somebody. You were mekayim a mitzvah in the Torah. But then again, you embarrass the person. So that's an example of doing a davar toiv where you're going to be punished. Says the Gemara, ki hadir Rabbi Yanai. He said, this statement that they used to say in the Shiva Rabbi Yanai, it was based on something that Rabbi Yanai, the Rosh Hashiva, had once witness. He once saw a person that was giving money to an ani, and he did it in a very public way, in a way that he was embarrassing the recipient. Amalei told him, it would have been better off not giving it to him, rather than giving it to him and embarrassing him. They said a different shot. It's talking about someone that gives staka to a woman. Because if you're going to go, when no one's looking, and give money to this woman, people are going to accuse the woman of maybe doing an avera. So on the one hand, you're helping her financially, but then again, you're ruining her and you're destroying her reputation. And as a result, this is a davar toiv that a person will be punished for. Rav Amar, Rav said a third example. This is someone that Erev Shabbos, he comes home, gives his wife meat, asks her to cook it, but the meat was in a mechutach. It wasn't cut. What does it mean it wasn't cut? It means he didn't do nikur, they didn't take out all the fats, the gidanosha, and all those other things. So what's going to happen is, because it's so close to Shabbos, the woman's going to probably think that all these things were done, she's going to end up cooking it, and like this, you're going to end up having a problem. So Rava said, that's the example of a dover toiv that a person will be punished for. Faith to Gemara, could Rava have said about Rava Meshaker? Rava himself did it. We know Rava sometimes used to send his wife Erev Shabbos last minute. So Rava himself is guilty of the thing he said that you're not allowed to do. So the Gemara says, who is Rava married to? The daughter of Rav Chizda, Shani Bas Rav Chizda, the Kimla Begabada Bekiya. He knew his wife. She was Rav Chizda's daughter. There was no way she would ever make a mistake with something like this. But Rava was saying that ordinarily, this is something that you would have to be careful of. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan, this is the fourth pasuk we've had today, that Rabbi Yochanan, when he would come to, he would cry. Again, the pasuk says, Ki es kol masir alikim yovi ba mishpat al kol nelam. Why did Rabbi Yochanan cry? Because the pasuk describes Hashem judging people for averos that they do, and it mentions averos in general, and then it throws in al kol nelam, even a shaygig. And it sounds like it's equating an avera b'shaygig to an avera b'mezid. So Rabbi Yochanan said, if a person's going to be judged v'shgogas like steinus, takana yeshloi, he doesn't stand a chance. And then, like with the previous pasuk, the Gemara mentions other things that we learn out derech agav. Number one, al kol nelam is coming to be marba, even something so small, like somebody does something in the presence from his friend of his friend that causes him to be a little bit uncomfortable. He spits, he kills a louse. Even that's something that a person's going to be punished for. And even more, in toiv imra, sometimes a person's even punished for a davar toiv that he does. A few examples. Someone gives staka to an ani b'farhesya that he embarrasses him. Or if somebody would give tzedakah to a woman, just the opposite, b'seser, where he's causing people to be choshiter. Or something as subtle as somebody giving meat to his wife close to Shabbos, which he may not have enough time to properly do the nikur. That's an example of you doing a davar toiv. In all these examples, you're doing something very, very nice. But as the saying goes, right, there's no good deed that goes unpunished. And sometimes, even for a davar toiv, a person may actually get punished. But continuing on this thing, Rabbi Yochanan, when he would come to the following pasuk, he would cry. The pasuk says, "V'haya kisim tzena oisai ra'is rabbis fitzarais." That a person is going to find himself in a situation where he's going to have not just ra'is, but ra'is rabbis fitzarais. So Rabbi Yochanan said, "Eved sherabbi mansi loy ra'is fitzarais." An eved whose master tries to cause him to stumble with ra'is and tzarais, really bad things. The kind of yeshloi. What chance does he have? Mar says, my rois v'tzaris. What are rois and tzaris? Right? It seems a little bit redundant. I'm a rab. Rab said, rois shenasei tzara zulazu. What it means is rois, where the rois are tzara zulazu. So what's the tzara of Yevamos fame? But here you have ra'os that are tzara'os to each other. Kigoin, zibura v'akrava. So Rashi says, based on the Gemara, Masechtas Avodah Zarah, that if somebody gets bit by an akrava, by a scorpion, so what he's supposed to do is he's supposed to apply hot water. If somebody gets bit by a zibura, he's supposed to get, the treatment is cold water. Now, if you use cold water for the akraba and hot water for the zibura, it's going to be dangerous. So this is basically a person who's dealing with two machlas. Each one has a refuah, but the problem is the two refuahs are going to work against each other. So the thing that's a refuah for one machla is actually going to exacerbate the other machla, and vice versa. So this person has ra'os, but the ra'os can't coexist. They're not so tzara'os zu lazu. They can't live together. And Rabbi Yechiel said, that's what the pasuk means. V'hayaki simtzena oisai ra'os rabbis v'tzara'os. It means ra'os she'nasa tzara'os zu lazu. V'shmul amar, Shmul said, what does this mean? Ze'hamansi lo'i ma'is la'ani b'shas doichkei. This is referring to somebody that gives money to an Arab man, b'shas dochkai, at a time that he's very, very vulnerable. So if somebody gives money to an Arab man when he's very, very desperate, that's what this is referring to. Amar Rava, Rava said, Hainudan, Amri Inchi, this is what people mean when they say, Zuzal alala, lo yishchicha. If you have someone that's looking to buy something, right, he needs a little bit of help, he needs a little bit of stalker. Lo yishchicha, it's very hard to find. Letlisa shchiach, so Rashi says, Tlisa is a reference to someone that's very, very poor. When a person comes to the point where he's a mamish and ani ve'evian, at that point, shchiach, at that point, you're going to be able to find it. But to give tzedakah to a person that needs it a little bit, that's a little bit harder to come by. When a person is mamish b'shas dochkei, that's where you can find it. And that's what Shmuel said, is the rois rabbis v'tzaris, it's a mamtzi loy mois la'ani b'shas dochkei. So what is that? Well, why is that rois rabbis v'tzaris? Right? The first pshat we understand. This is a person that was bit by a Akrav, he was bit by a zibura, and the refuah for the two work against each other. And as a result, this person is stuck. Like, what's he supposed to do? The two rois are tsarei zulazu. What's so terrible about the predicament of someone that's mamtzi loy mois la'ani b'shas toichkoi? So Tosfos says, u'mefarish rabbeinu tam. The case was like this. It tells us a whole story. Kigoyin shetafsu ha-moishel. What happens? It was a person who, unfortunately, he had lost his money. And the moishel came and he was being tevei. He says, you owe taxes, whatever it is. He wanted it. For Amra Lois, he goes to a friend and he tells him, do me a favor. You know, the moishel, the government, they're after me. Can you please lend me some money? It's like this, I'll be able to get out of my situation. So the person says, you know what? I'll lend you money. However, I need security. I need collateral. How do I know I'm going to ever get my money back? So he says, okay, I have a house. He says, perfect, I'm going to take a lien on your house. Now this person knows that there's a very good chance that this person's not going to be able to pay up. He takes the lien on the house and he ends up not only with the ani being in a situation with his anius, but the ani very likely is going to end up losing his house. And in fact, Tosfos said in Rabbeinu Tam's story that this person probably would have been better off negotiating some sort of deal with the government rather than now dealing with a loan shark where he's going to end up literally homeless. So says Tosfos, says Rabbeinu Tam, that's what the Gemara was saying, that hamamtzi loy mois la'ani b'shas dochkei, that sometimes a person can find himself that he's so desperate that he has no choice, but he has to really retrieve to certain means that he would otherwise never ever do, because he's just desperate. And what happens is that person is going to take advantage of him, so that all his tzaras are going to end up being compounded. And that's the ra'os rabbis v'tzaras, that he finds himself in a situation of ra'os. Now he's desperate. Then he somehow has an encounter with a person that likes preying on the desperate. And then he's going to end up in a situation where he's going to be much, much worse. And that's what Shmuel is referring to. And that's what the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Hainu Damri Inchi, that Zuzala Alaloloi Shchicha. Sometimes if a person needs a little bit of help, no one wants to help him. Oh, but when a person's super desperate, then people come out. You know why? Because then they see an opportunity. They say, yeah, I'll help you out a little bit. But now they already have collateral, they have security, and they know at the end of the day, this can be a very profitable geschäft. And that's why, in back of their mind, they're willing to go out and help the person. Just a fascinating Rabbeinu Tam. Rashi says a whole different shot. Rashi says that Shmuel's hamantzi loy mois la'ani b'shas doichkei is going to the beginning of the Gemara, which Tosfos has a whole bunch of kashas on. Ayin sham. Zok the Gemara vayta. V'chora api boy bayoy mahu va'azavtim v'histarti panai mehem. So we just mentioned the pasuk that says v'hoya ki simtzeno oisei rois rabbis v'tzores. And this is one of the psukim that when Rabbi Yochanan would read this pasuk, he would cry. So mi'inyan le'inyan, the pasuk says, v'chora api boy bayoy mahu va'azavtim V'starti ponem ehem. Says the Gemara, Amarav barud l'abart of yumi amarav. Kol she'ena behesta ponem ehem ehem. If there's a person, and from his life, it doesn't look like he's experiencing any hester upon him, it's a raya that ain't a mehem. He's not a yid. Yidin in Golus, b'metzius, live in a world of hester upon him. So much so that kol she'enoi the hester upon him, if a person is not experiencing hester upon him, ain't a mehem. He continued, and he said, kol she'enoi b'vahoyo lechol, that's that same pasuk, v'hoyo lechol u'metza'u rois rabbis, if a person is not included in v'hoyo lechol, meaning they're not coming after him and they're not taking away his money, in my hand. That's a ride that he's not here. So the Gemara says, Omelei Rabbanu L'Rav, the Rabbanu told Rav, Amar, the Rebbe Rav, Loi behest upon him, he say, I don't see any hest upon him in Rav's life. For Loi behoyo lechol, he say. And he's not in a situation of a behoyo lechol. Rav, you have a lot of parnasa. Right, we just learned the Gemara, by Kan Chav Chesem and Aleph, the Gemara says, Rav daven for three things. One of the three things was, he wanted to be a gevir like Rav Chisda. And the Gemara says that Rav acknowledged that I got it, right? They gave it to me. So you see, Rav was very wealthy, and they told him, Rav, I don't see hest upon him by the Rebbe. By the Rebbe, there's a scholar, there's a clerk. I imagine walking into Rav's clothes. You can imagine what it was like. And he said, then he's a gvir, so there's no v'hayo lecho. So the Gemara says, Omar Lahusa, he told him, Mio disu kami mishadrana betzidner be shvar malka. He says, trust me, I deal with v'hayo lecho. I just don't tell you about it. But still, I'm dealing with a lot of problems. Afilu hachi yavu be rabbanan nana. Either way, the rabbanan looked at him in a certain way, but they gave him a little bit of an ayin hara. And the Gemara says, Ada hachi shadu debet shor malka. Immediately, literally, after this story happened, it was kishkoga yoytze milifnei ashalat. All of a sudden, the government sent some agents, vikarvu, and they took a lot of money from Rava. Amma, Rava said, Hainu detanyo. Amma, Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rav Shimon Gamliel, when he said, Kamakam shenasu chachamim meineim, oy misa oy oyni. Whenever the chachamim gazed with their piercing eyes, it causes misa, causes oyni. In this case, it caused oyni. But either way, that's what it was referring to. Zok de Gemara. V'anoichi aster ahaster panim b'yomahu. So we're going to talk a little bit about hester panim. Why? Because that's what the previous Gemara said. Amar Rav bardol bar tevumi amar Rav kol she'enoi behester panim enoi mehem. Incidentally, the Marsha says in Chedushi Agadis, why is it that only Yidin have hester panim? Only a Yid has hester panim? Why doesn't a guy have hester panim? Usually you would think hester panim is a hanhaga that Hashem has in the entire Bria. The way Hashem interacts with the world today is through hester panim. Why would it be that only Yidin have hester panim, but any Yehudim don't have hester panim? So the Marsha says that hester panim is really the inverse of the pasuk Yisa Hashem panavei lecha. Hashem is masi panim. The opposite, the antithesis of that, is the concept of hester panim. So he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only masi panim to Klal Yisrael, like the Gemara says in a bunch of places, right? The Gemara says, how could Hashem show favoritism to Klal Yisrael? The Gemara says, what do you mean? I told them, v'chalte v'zavatu v'erachto, v'hem edaktikim malatzman, ad kinzayis v'ad kaveyo. Or the Gemara says somewhere else, a different nosach, with regards to nida, ordinarily has to be a certain amount of dam, but the Bnei Yisrael, they're yoich v'shivin akiyim, even if they see tipas dam kechardo. But the point is that the concept of being masi panim is a special hanhaga that Hashem uses when he interacts with the Bnei Yisrael. So says the Marsha, hester panim is the opposite of nesias panim. Only someone that has yisa Hashem panim ve'lecha could have hester panim, because that's what hester panim is. Hester panim means there is no yisa Hashem panim ve'lecha. The Umma Yisraelim never had a yisa Hashem panim ve'lecha. Memela, they don't have a hester panim. It's the yid that has the yisa Hashem panim ve'lecha. He's the one that has hester panim. So definitely something worth pondering and thinking about a little bit, but a Marshan Chedushi Agadis right here that gives us a little bit of insight into a term that we hear so often, the concept of Hester Panim. Regardless, Zokti Gemara, Vanoichi Hester Aster Panai Bayoy Mahu, says the Gemara, Omar Rava Rava said, Omar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Afal Pisha Starti Panam Ayhem Becha, even though I was Master Panim, but Bechaloy Madar Beboy, but Hashem says, I'm still going to communicate to the Yid, and I'm going to communicate to them through dreams. Rabbi Yosef Amar, Rabbi Yosef said, Yodai Netuya Aleinu, that even though there's a Hester Panim, but at the same time, Yodai Netuya Aleinu, Kadosh Baruch Hu's hand is stretched out towards us. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Uvitzeo Yodi Kisi Sicha. So, Rava said, that even though Vanoichi Haster Aster Panai Bayoimahu, but at the same time Bachaloy Madabai, Rashi says, what's this drasha? What do you mean? What does the two have to do with each other? So Rashi says that Vanoichi Haster Aster Panai Bayoimahu. Bayoim Veloy Balaiva. Even in a world of Hester Panim, but at night there is some communication between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his people, and that is through dreams. Rashi, Shemarim Loi Chaloim, Kidei Sheyispalal Al Adavar. That Hashem will sometimes reveal something through a dream. It's like this, people will daven for that thing. We'll get back to this in the ring. Rabbi Shua ben Chananya, Havikoi Bei Kesar. Rabbi Shua ben Chananya, the Tana Rabbi Yeshua, was once by the Kesar. Achvilei Ahum Mino. So there was a min, which Rashi says is Sedukim, but these are from the censored Rashis. The uncensored Rashis, Rashi says min, what he always says is, it's a Rosh HaTevis, Mitalmida Yeshay Noitzri. So there was a Noitzri that was there. And he turned to, and he motioned, not said, but Achvile, he motioned to Rabbi Yeshua the following, Amadahadrinu Marila Ape Mine. You're a nation that your God, he's turned his face away from them, right? Hester upon him. So the Gemara says, Achvile. So Rabbi Yeshua motioned back to him, Yodai Netuya Aleinu, what Rabbi Yosef said, that even though it's true, Vanoichi Hester upon him, but at the same time, Yodai Netuya Aleinu. I'm like, hey, so Rabbi Yeshua. So the case is watching this and he has no idea what's going on. Right, so this man, he's making motions, Rabbi Yeshua's making motions back. They're having a conversation. So the case that was there, see, turns to Rabbi Yeshua and he says, my achviloch, tell me, what did this min show you? So Rabbi Yeshua says, I know exactly what he was trying to tell me. He said, Amad adrinu mar la api mine. And what you tell him back? Oh, vani machvin, vano. Okay, I'm a humino. So in the case, I turned to the min and he said, my achvisle. Tell me, what did Rabbi Yeshua, what did you tell Rabbi Yeshua? So he said, Amad adrinu mar minay. Exactly. My achviloch. And what did he tell you back? Lo yodana. He said, I don't know. Amru, so he said, Gavad lo yoda mai machfule b'machug yachvi kami malka. A person that doesn't know how to read these signals. He doesn't understand the signals of a wise person. Yachvi kami malka, he should stand in front of the king. Akfku, they took him out. V'kotlu, and they killed him. Interesting story. K'konicha nashid Rabbi Shuvan Chananyo. Rabbi Shuvan Chananyo died. Amru later, Rabbanan said, Man tahave alam minoy. Who's going to defend us from all these minim, from all these nitzrim, from all these heretics? Now the rest of the story is Rabbi Yeshua throughout Shas is very, very busy. He was the paradigm of Dam HaShatosh of Lapikur. So we spoke a little bit about Rabbi Yeshua and Daf Gimel, Ashrei Yoladotai, definitely part and parcel of the legacy of Rabbi Yeshua. But another very important part of the legacy of Rabbi Yeshua is this idea right here, that Rabbi Yeshua used to debate publicly sometimes the Nitzrim. And he was considered the go-to for Klal Yisrael, whenever they found themselves in this kind of situation. This is in the first parak in Masechtas Becheiros, where he had a debate with the Chachmei Atuna. These were the wise people in Athens. There's a Gemara Masechtas Shabbos. There's different Gemaras in different places where the Gemara talks about it. Right, we had the Gemara Masechtas Tainis. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yeshua wasn't handsome. And Barte the Kesa once told Rabbi Yeshua, I don't understand, why would God takes such an impressive chachma and put it into a vessel that looks the way you do? But Rabbi Yeshua is constantly interacting with the family of the Kesar, because this was Rabbi Yeshua. So the Gemara said to Rabbi Yeshua, after he was nifter, ki konicha nafshi, or as he was passing away, so they turned to Rabbi Yeshua and they told him, what's going to be with us? Man tahavi alam minoy, who's going to defend us from the minim? Amalam, so he told him, of the etza mibanim, nisrcha chachmasa. What does that mean? Kimish of the etza mibanim, nisrcha chachmasa shumma yisraelam. You have nothing to worry about. Hashem is not going to cause any issue unless we have a way to defend it. So as long as Rabbi Yeshua said, I'm alive, I can defend you. So okay, then you'll have heretics that are going to come. They'll have Dvarim Shaltam, but I'll defend you. But once it's of the Eitzim Yibanim, if the Banim don't have Eitzim, Nisrcha Chachmasim, you don't have to worry about it. They're not going to have anything. Ibai Yisayim Mehacha. Alternatively, Rabbi Yeshua said, you can learn it from this pasuk, by Yoyimen Nisa V'Neilecha Ve'Elcha L'Negdecha. What does that mean? Yesav said, Nisa V'Neilecha. We're going to go together, right? Lock, stock, and barrel. We're going to be side by side. If I have the ability to fight against you, you'll have the ability to answer back. But there's never going to be a situation where they're going to end up having a yodai el yoyim. Just one interesting thing, just to come up for breath for a moment, and that is, so the Gemara said, Rabbi Shua ben Chananya, he was by the Kesar, and he has this exchange, this debate, literally, with a heretic, with a min. But nobody was talking. This was all done through like sign language, through signals. So Achvile, the min, showed Rabbi Shua ben Chananya something. Rabbi Shua ben Chananya, he signaled back. Rabbi Shua ben Chananya understood the conversation. The min didn't know what he was telling him in return. So what did he tell him? So the Kesa was there, and the Kesa said that a person that doesn't know how to speak Biramisa, Yachvi Kame Malka, a person like this should be in the presence of the king. You have no business having this kind of access, if you're not someone that knows how to communicate with someone else, if the person is talking to you, Biramiza, right? We know the expression, Dai lechakima biramiza. A chacham is someone that understands even biramiza. And that's what the Kesa told this person, that if you don't understand biramiza, then you don't have the credentials to be able to be in my inner court. We mentioned a few weeks ago, the Hakdama to the Bir Hagron Shulchan Aruch that was written by the Vilna Gaon's Enukal Rabbi Yaakov. So the Vilna Gaon had a son, Rabbi Avram ben Hagra, who had a son, Rabbi Yaakov. And after the Vilna Gaon passed away, so Rabbi Avram, the son of the Vilna Gaon, he took it upon himself to put out all the svarim of his father, the Vilna Gaon. But then Rabbi Avram ben Hagra passed away prematurely. And after he was Nifter, his son, Rabbi Yaakov, who lived in Slonim, thus he was known as Rabbi Yaakov Mislonim, but Rabbi Yaakov Mislonim, who was a ben Achaben, he was the Rabbi Avram ben Hagra's son, so he took upon himself that he's going to be very, very busy, made it his life's mission to publish the Svarim of Zayda, the Vilna Gaon. So he wrote a Hakdama to the Bir Hagra. We mentioned a shtickel that Levi Chomsky showed me with regards to a Rashi and Masechtas Maikon, Daf Tezayin Amid Beis, Dvarim Neflon, the Inkam Akoimer. But in that Hakdama, so Rabbi Yaakov, the Einikol of the Vilna Gaon, talked about the Vilna Gaon. And one of the things he said is that the Vilna Gaon was an incredible Mekatzer. He used to talk very much Bekitzer. Just read a few lines. Ki yodanu eso ish, the es siach, adoini ovi moiri zikni agoin ha-mechaber zeich etzadik v'kodesh l'vrach, referring to the Gra. She kitzer bedibar, b'chol ha-yoyser efsho. He used to be Mekatzer when he talked as much as possible. K'ro'oi v'nochoin l'fi ha-flogas goidom mailas agoin zatzal. And it was very befitting for him to talk the way he talked, considering how great he was. He says, this is something that all the chachamim, all the wise people, are in unanimous agreement about. But Amram, the more a person steigs intellectually, it's going to cause him to talk less. For who maskin ledas chazal, and he says, really, it's a mafurish gemara. Chagigu dafei amid beis. Gavra de lo yoda mai machvi le b'machoy yachvi kamei malka. For who kimishpat hamelech v'hasorim v'chol gedoy le'amaylo. All people that were balei maylo lemae tashmisham b'dibur hagashmi ha'otzei v'nivza. To talk as little as possible when it comes to dibur hagashmi ha'otzei v'nivza. It's interesting because we always talk about the Dibur, which is a chelik eloika, mimal, the ruach, mimal, of a yipach, ba'apam, nishmas chayim, it's referring to the koyach adibur that the Chofetz Chaim talks about. But either way, the more a person is bechachma, the less he talks. Va'amru, lo'ilam yishana adam le'talmidai b'derech kitzara. Ve'helu b'maskana d'loshin kitzara adif miloshin ekiya. Va'adibur shu'al derech ha'machug, who am mufchir yoyser. So the best thing is to talk as little as possible. But you know what's better? Not to talk at all, right? Sinish red and kimtis nish. It's not as effective and as powerful as someone that doesn't talk at all. And therefore you find that Rabbi Yeshua is debating this min, and how are they doing it? They're doing it beremiza, they're not even talking. Why can't they talk? He says, because the real intellectuals understand that the brainier a person is, the less he's going to communicate. So said the Enukal of the Vilna Gaon. He said that that's who the Vilna Gaon was. And that's why the Vilna Gaon was Mekatzer. Because he lived by this. He lived by this idea of Gavrid Le'yodah Mai Machvi Le'bemachoy Yachvi Kabe Malko. So he says, Ish Ish Lefi Erkoy Asher Mitzad Zen Nichla B'chol Maimer V'Tever Midibor Chibure Adoni Avi Moiri Zikni Agoyin Zatzal Kavonei Shoynes Amukos Amok Amok Mien Tse'eno. So he says, when the Vilna Gaon wrote something, he was doing it with that understanding, that I'm going to tell you things b'remiza, and I'm going to tell you things b'machoy, and if you're a chacham, you'll understand what I mean, and if you're not a chacham, you're not going to understand what I mean. And this is the makar to be medayik in a Vilna Gaon, of a chulu in the Vilna Gaon, where the Vilna Gaon said something, the Dibur HaMaschil, right? Every little subtlety in the Vilna Gaon were medayik, and it's because that's who the Vilna Gaon was. And this is the Eidus that is Enukal, who was very close to him, by the way, close his grandchild. We spoke about this already. So he was very, very close to the Vilna Gaon, his Zayda, and he said this is the way he was. And then he says that a person sometimes is Baltvarim. He talks a lot, he's very expressive, he repeats himself. But even that person, if he ever has to write something on paper, he's for sure going to be Mekatzer. So he says, my Zayda was a tremendous Mekatzer when it came to Dibur. He was a Gavr d'Loyodam, Ayimachvi Le'bemach, Yachvi Kabimalka. He used to talk Beremiza. Kal v'chayma when he wrote. Because when it comes to writing, the most expressive person in the world is going to express himself per Remizo. See, he says every letter, every word in the Bi'ur HaGra is betachlus ha-diktok. It's mamish beautiful. But hishtautsu ar gemara. Gavra de la yoda, mai machti le b'machug. Yach vika b'malka. Zok de gemara vaita. Rav Ilo, have a solik bedarga de bei Rabbi Bar Shila. Rav Ilo was once walking on the ladder, the steps, of Rabbi Bar Shila. Shami li yinukad avakakari. He overheard a child learning. And the child said as follows. The pasuk says, "Kihine yoitzer harim uvayre ruach umagid la'adam mas sichai." That one day Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to repeat to a person mas sichai. Amar. So he said, "Eved shirabi magid loy mas sichai takana yeshloy." An eved whose master tells him mas sichai, does he stand a chance? And what says my sichai? What does this even mean? Amar Rav. Rav said, "Afilu sichai yaseir shabein ishlo ishloy magidin loy la'adam mashas misa." That even a sichai kala that a person has between husband and wife, even that, they're going to tell a person, even that's going to be revealed to a person, b'shas misa. Rashi says, it's referring to a sicha yisera, shalifnei tashmash. Even that is one day going to be retold to a person, and he's going to have to give din v'cheshman if he spoke a little bit too much. I'm going to say, could Rav have said that? For Rav Kahana, we're going to say puri de Rav. Rav Kahana was once lying underneath the bed of Rav. The shaman, he overheard his Rebbe Rav, the Sach, he was laughing, Vitzachak, and Sach, he was talking, Vitzachak, he was laughing, Vasitzrachav, and then he engaged in Tashmish. Amar, and Rav Kahana said, Domi Pume, the Rav, Kamadalei Tom, Lav Tafshilo. He said, Rav is acting as if he was never Toyin Tafshil, as if he was never Oisek in Tashmish Amito. So Rav heard that Rav Kahana was underneath the bed. Amalei, so he said, Kahana, Puk, got away from here. Lav Oirachara, it's not befitting, it's not a covetic for you to do this. Obviously, this Gemara is Eino Yomer Elo Dershuni. But what does the Gemara want? Gemara is asking a kashya. Gemara says, "How could Rav say that umagid la'ad masicha means they're going to talk about a sicha yisera?" You see, Rav himself engaged in sicha yisera. Gemara says, "Like kashya, kan de tzarich l'ritzuya, hadlo tzarich l'ritzuya." If the person needs the sicha yisera to be meratzah his wife, the tashmish, so then this is something that's going to be necessary. But otherwise, it's considered a sicha yisera. If it's sicha yisera, it's not okay. Meaning, Rav is saying if it's a sicha yisera, it's not okay. But if he needs it l'ratzoyso, so then it's not sicha yisera. And if it's not sicha yisera, then this is something that's going to be necessary. You know, we talk all the time about the Lashon HaRambam in Yad Chazak, in Perek Beis, in Hilchos Deis, where the Rambam says, "Amru al Rav Talmid Rabbeinu Hakadosh shaloi sach sicha b'teilo kol yamam." That they say about Rav, who was a Talmud Rabbeinu Hakadosh, that he never spoke an extra word. And the Kesef Mishnah says that he found the Gemara in Masechta Sukkah, Chav Chesam and Aleph, that says it about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, aval al Rav eini yodea keis mekaymai. But he says, regarding Rav, I've never found it. And we've mentioned many times that the compound, the Kesef Mishnah's kasha, is a brisa that the Rishonim have that mentioned 10 mili de chasidus that Rav was noyik, 10 chumras that Rav himself had taken upon himself. And it doesn't mention the fact that he never spoke a sicha b'teil. So let me buy the Kesef Mishnah says, I never found a makar to this. But even worse is we have a brisa that lists Rav's top 10 and somehow this didn't make the cut. How is it possible if Rav never spoke a sicha yaseiru kol yamav that this wouldn't be in the top 10? So this is a fascinating discussion that we've spoken about countless times. But one of the makairis that the Achreinim bring to this idea that Rav was so medaktik when it came not to talking more than he has to is this gemara right here. Because Amar Rav, Rav said, what does it mean that a person's going to have to give din v'cheshbin on mas sicha? Afilu sicha yisera shebein ish le'ishtoi magidin lo'ila adam b'shas misa. So you see that Rav was someone that held that a person's going to have to give din v'cheshbin for a sicha yisera. If Rav held that, presumably he was a derish ha'makayim. And if Rav was a derish ha'makayim, presumably he himself didn't speak a sicha yisera. So some early Achrayim suggested that maybe this would be the Makar, the Yad Elazar, who was Rabbi Elazar Landau, the Noid B'Yehuda Zeinuk, who wrote a Pirush on the Rambam. He brings this maybe as the Makar to the Shitas HaRambam. Either way, Zok to Gemara Vayter. The Pasuk says, "Vem lois tishma'ua b'mistarim tifka nafshi mepnei geva v'damaya tidma v'seirat eini dima ki nishba eder Hashem." Yirmiyo, Perik Yud Gimel, Pasuk Yud Zayin. So this Pasuk describes HaKadosh Baruch Hu crying. So up until this point, we've been talking about Rav Huna and Rav Elazar and Rav Ami and Rav Asi and Rav Yochanan, different psukim that move them to tears. Now the Gemara brings a Pasuk which describes HaKadosh Baruch Hu crying. So the Gemara says again, the beginning, V'mloysish ma'ua Bimistorim Tivka Nafshi Mipnei Geva. Om Rav Shmuel Bar Inyo. Nishmei the Rav Shmuel Bar Inyo. Send the name of Rav. Mokim Yeshua HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mistorim Shmai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a chamber, and the name of the chamber is Mistorim. And in that place, Mistorim Tivka Nafshi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cries. Why does he cry? Mipnei Geva. So my Mipnei Geva, what does that mean? Om Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Mipnei Gavosan Shal Yisrael Shenit Melamehem, Venit Nalayv Dikachavim. Because once upon a time, the Yidden had Gaiva. Once upon a time, the Jews were feared. The Yidden left Mitzrayim, Shamu Amen Yurgazin, Chalachas Yoshe Palashas, Os Nivala Lufe Edoim, Ele Moyav Yechayze Mayra, Namoyku Kol Yosh Vekinon, Tipoy Laleya Meimosav Afachad, Bigdoz Reacha, Yidmu Kaavin. Right, think about all the fear. Even in the times of Purim, we spoke about this in Masechtas Megillah. There were times that the Yidden had gaiva, but we don't have it anymore. Where's the gaiva? It was nitna lo ivdei kichavim, and that causes HaKadosh Baruch Hu to cry. Rav Shmuel Bar Chanani Amar, b'pnei gavasa shel malchus shamayim shenitlo. It's not because of the gaiva of the malchus of the Jews, but it's because of the gaiva malchus shamayim that was taken away. So the Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cries, Umi ikka b'chiyah kamei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Does Hashem really, Rav Papa said, in atzivus v'nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem never cries. Shenema, the Pasuk says, hoyd v'hada l'fanav, oiz v'chedva b'mkoymai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has hoyd and hada l'fanav, oiz and chedva is laughter is b'mkoymai. Hashem doesn't cry. Hashem has chedva. Hashem laughs. Mar says like Kasha. Habibati gavoi, habibati baroi. And there's a machlek is Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel right here on the side of the Gemara, what this means. Rashi says, habibati baroi, in the outer chambers, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is oyiz v'chedva b'mkoymai. But in the bate gavoi, in the inner chambers, b'mistarim, over there it's tifka nafshi. Over there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cries. Rabbeinu Chananel says it's just the opposite. In the inner chambers, that's the b'mkoymai. That's oyiz v'chedva b'mkoymai. It's in the outer chambers, that's the Mistarim, and that's the place of Tivka Nafshi. But the Gemara says, Ubibati Baroi, Loi, you're gonna tell me in the Bati Baroi, where Rashi learns the Gemara, over there there's no crying. Foxib the Pasuk says, Vayikra Hashem Alekim Tzvakas Be'emahu L'B'chi U'L'Misbeit U'L'Karcho L'Chagre Sag. It seems like this was done before Hesya. Right, Hashem is gonna declare it's a day of crying. So it sounds like it's not just Bim Mistarim Tivka Nafshi, it sounds like this is something that has even outward. So the Gemara says, Shani Churban Beis HaMikdosh, Da'afilu Malachi Sholim Bochum. Now that was for Churban Beis HaMikdosh. And Churban Beis HaMikdosh, even the Malachi HaSholim cry. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Hein, Elam tzaku chutza malache shalom mariyif koyun. That was different. Even the angels of peace cry, and that's something that even HaKadosh Baruch Hu cries for, even in the Batei Baroi. So on this note, the crying of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Pasuk said, V'damaya tidma, v'teirat eini dima, ki nishba eder Hashem. So three times it mentions the word dima, which means tears. Why? Amar Abulazar, shalosh dmois halalulam. Why does it mention tears three times? Achas HaMikdash Rishon, once for the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash, v'achas HaMikdash Sheni, once for the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash, v'achas al Yisrael shegolam umkaymer. The third one is because of the fact that he didn't went to Galus. Ikedamri, some say achas al bitul Torah. One is because of bitul Torah, meaning Mikdash Rishon, Hashem sheds a tear. Mikdash Sheni, Hashem sheds a tear. What's the third one? Either because he went to Galus or because of Bittul Tayr. So the Gemara says, Bishlam in the Mandamal Yisrael Shagalu. Bishlam in the Mandamal says, because he went to Galus, Hainu Dechsev Ki Nishba Eder Hashem. The Pasuk sounds like it's talking about some sort of exile. Elo Mandamal Bittul Tayr, Kun the Mandamal says, it's Bittul Tayr, Maiki Nishba Eder Hashem. What does Nishba Eder Hashem have to do with Galus? Zok the Gemara, Kivin Shagal Yisrael Mim Kaima. Once he didn't go to Galus, Ein Lecha Bittul Tayr Gadol Mizeh. Galus causes Bittul Tayr. This is also something we talk about. The Pasuk says in Eicha Malka Vesarel Bagoyim in Torah, that when the Yidden went to Galus, we lost Torah. And we've mentioned the Vilna Goyim many times that says that when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, we didn't just lose the Amud of Avoida, we lost the Amud of Torah as well. Misha says in Ovis that the world stands on three pillars, Torah, Avoida, and Gemilus Chasadim. When the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, we lost Avoida. That's obvious. But the Goyim said we didn't just lose Avoida, we also lost Torah, because Malka v'sareh b'agoyim ain't Torah. And he says, that's why today the only amud we have is the amud of chesed. That's the only thing we can do today the way we were once able to do. Because chesed is something that we still have in the perfect sense. And the Goyim said, that's why we say in Shemayna Etzrei, she'yibane beis hamikdash b'mheira b'yameinu, v'sein chalkeinu b'sareh secha. What does sein chalkeinu b'sareh secha have to do with she'yibane beis hamikdash b'mheira b'yameinu? So the Goyim said, because as long as there's a churban, we don't have Torah in the perfect way, because Malka v'sareh b'goyim ain't Torah. She'ibana beis hamikdash, then it's going to be v'sein chalkein b'sareh sechah. This is this Gemara. Kivan she'golu Yisrael m'mkoymam ein l'chabitl Torah gadol mizeh. Another Gemara. Tanu Rabbana. Shloish HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'ichalim. The three people that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cries over. B'chol yoyim. Every single day. Number one, al she'ef she'lasik b'Torah v'enei Yosek. Someone that's able to learn Torah doesn't learn Torah. Hashem cries over him. Val she'ef she'lasik b'Torah v'Yosek. Someone that's not able to learn Torah, and he is Isaac B'Torah, Hashem cries over him as well. If you have a leader that acts about Gaiva on top of the Tzibur, Hashem cries over him as well. So what's the obvious kasha? Someone that's able to learn and doesn't learn, Hashem cries. That was a very bad thing in the eyes of Chazal. We don't even appreciate how much Chazal didn't like someone that did something like that. Someone that's E.F. Shalasik B'Torah V'Isaac, why would Hashem cry over him? To the contrary, Hashem should be so besimcha. It's a lot of different pshatim. I have a marsha that was said to understand this Gemara, but I once heard a pshat that the Gemara says that Hillel's mechayev es aniyim, Yosef is mechayev the yafei toyer, right? That there's different tzaddikim because of their mesiras nefesh to learn, they're going to cause other people problems. So I once heard a pshat that someone that's E.F. Shalasik B'Torah and he's Isaac, for him it's gewalt. Wow, Hashem has so much nachas from him. But you know what the problem is? He's going to cause a lot of problems for everybody else. Because what about all the other people that are E.F. Shalasik B'Torah? Like this, they have a Koyach HaTayna. What should I do? I couldn't learn. Torah da'isi b'yitzri, Torah da'isi b'parnasasi, Torah da'isi b'this, Torah da'isi b'that, the Gemara and Yuma. But now that this one person who was E.F. Shalasik B'Torah is being Isaac, so now all of a sudden, what's going to be with everybody else? HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Boicha. Not he's Boicha because of the fact that this person is learning. This guy's gewaldig. The problem is, what's going to be with everybody else? That's why Hashem cries. Talk to Gemara. Rebbe having knocked Sefer Kinnis. Rebbe was once holding Sefer Kinnis. V'kakari begave, and he was reading from it. Kibbat alay psukim. He came to the following pasuk. Hishlech mishamayim eretz. He came to the pasuk of Hishlech mishamayim eretz. Nafal miyade. It fell from his hand. Omar, he sent me igra ram labira mikta. So Rebbe's holding Sefer Kinnis. He comes to the pasuk that says Hishlech mishamayim eretz. That talks about how low the Jews have fallen. And somehow, coincidentally, or not coincidentally, at that very same second, he dropped the sefers and he realized that this is a Simani Milsi. He says, wow, we've fallen so low that not only have Klal Yisrael fallen, but the Sefer Kinnis fell, and it fell at the time that I was talking about when Klal Yisrael fell. He saw a lot of symbolism in that. Rebbe Rav Chiya, the Gemara says, Havi Shakti Vazaburuch, they were once traveling together. They came to a certain city. Amri, they said, I heard there's a Tzum Rabbanon over here, which we always say, Rashi and Tainas Daftalim and Aleph says is referring to a young, budding rabbi. Nezel in the Kabbalah, let's go be Mekabalim. Amri, they said, it's true there's a Tzum Rabbanon, but he's a Sagi Nahar. He's a Summa. He can't say. Okay, so Amri, Rabbi, the Rabbi. So Rabbi told Rabbi, Tivat, you don't go. Because Loi Tezalza B'Nesiyoscha. Because it's not befitting for you to go. If you're going to go visit this person that's a Ma'arei Naim, you're the Nasi, it's going to be a Zilzul in the Nasius. Ezel Anna, let me go. V'akabal Akbe, and I'm going to go visit him. So just to stop for a second, what was Reb Chiya saying? Reb Chiya told Rebbe, it's not befitting for you to go visit this person because he's a Sagi Nar. How could Reb Chiya even say that? So I once saw a pshat that Reb Chiya was telling Rebbe that because this person's a Sagi Nar, I don't think he's going to be able to be Mechabed you properly. And it's going to end up being a zilzul in your nesios. Not that it's not befitting for Rebbe to go visit this person, but that this person will inevitably, not being able to, pasha because he's handicapped, take proper care of Rebbe, and there's going to be a zilzul in his nesios. So Reb Chiya tells Rebbe, I'm going to go myself. The Gemara says, tokve. Rebbe says, no, I'm going with you. Va'ozabaden, he went with him. When they were leaving this person, Amalahu. So this Tzur b'Merabon, that was a Ma'arei Nayim, who was a Saginar, so he turns to Rabbi Chiya and Rebbe and he gives them a bracha. He says, Atam ikbaltim ponim hanirim ve'inim royim. He says, you came to visit someone that's a nira who could be seen, but ve'inim royim, he can't see. Tizku lahak bil ponim haroyim ve'inim royim. I give you a bracha, you should be zaycha to be mekabel the pnei shechina. Who is Raya, the Eini Nira. So the Saginar said, I'm Nira, I could be seen, the Eini Raya, I can't see. You should be Zoicha to be Makabo Ponim from HaKadosh Baruch, who's Raya, the Eini Nira. Amaleh, so Rebbe turned to Rab Chiya, he said, Iku Hashto Minata Mehai Brachasa, can you imagine I would have listened to you? and I wouldn't have gotten this bracha. Rebbe was so impressed with this bracha, and he was so happy to have gotten this bracha. He said, boy, am I glad I didn't listen to you. Because had I listened to you, I would have lost that in this bracha. Amalei. So they told him, Iman Shmielach. He said, how do you know that it's so chashuv to go ahead and be Makabal Rebbe? Meaning, that was really the point he was making. How do you know it's such a chashuv thing? So he told me, Pirkei Rabbi Yaakov Shmieli. I learned it from Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov ish Kfar Chitayo. Rabbi Yaakov, who was from the city of Kfar Chitayo, have a Makabal Api the Rabbi Kol Yoim. Every single day would go visit his Rebbe. Kikosh, when he got older, Amalei says, Rebbe told him, Leinitzar Mar, don't pain yourself. Tlo Yochel Mar, it's too hard. You're an old man. Don't come. Amalei, he told him, Yizutim Aydech Sibu Berabonon. He says, what do you mean? The Pasuk says, V'ichi Oidlo Netzach, Lo Yire Hashachas, Ki Yire Chachamim Yomuso. Umar Roi Chachamim Misasin Yechi. Imagine someone that sees Chachamim B'Misasin is going to have Oilam Habo B'Chayim. If somebody sees a Chacham when he's alive, Allah Chaskama V'Kama, he says, I heard from this Yid who used to visit his Rebbe every day, and he darshan the Pasuk to make the point. So he said, that's how I know it's so chashiv. And if it's so chashiv, that's why I knew to give you this bracha, because I knew that the thing that you're engaging in right now is something that's very, very chashiv. Incidentally, you see from this Gemara that there's a comparison, there's some connection between being Mekabel a Rebbe and being Mekayim the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. That was the bracha that the Saginar gave him. He told Rebbe and Reb Chiya that you came to be Mekabel me, I'm a Nira ve'in a Raya, you should be Zoicha to be Mekabel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's a Raya ve'in a Nira. What's the connection between the two? That's some of the rage we spoke about on Daf Gimel. Sholish Pamim Bashami Yerah calls Chorcha S. S is the Rabbi's Tamid HaChamim that included in the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. You have this Indian of Chayiv Adam L'Hakbo Pnei Rabbi B'Regel with the truth of the Noid of Yehuda. That's why the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring it, because it's Hilchas HaMashiach. It's not really Noig B'Zman Hazeh. But either way, you see clearly in this Gemara that there is some sort of connection between the two. Zokti Gemara. One last Dvar Agada. Rav Idi, Avua de Rav Yaakov Bar Idi. Rav Idi, who was the father of Rav Yaakov Bar Idi, Havaragel de Haval Ozel Klosa Yarchi Ba'urcha, V'chad Yoimim B'Bei Rav. He used to travel 3 months to get the Beis Medrash. Gemara is a classic. And after traveling for 3 months, he would spend 1 day in yeshiva. V'avakar de Rabbanon. The Rabbanon used to refer to him as a Bar Bei Rav de Chad Yoimah. They would refer to him as a Barbei Rav de Chad Yoimah. He was the person who learned 1 day a year. The Gemara says Cholish Daite. He had tremendous Chalishas Hadas, meaning he took it as being insulting. Kara Nafshe, in fact, he said on him the following pasuk, Schoik L'Reyeyu Eya. I became a punchline by my friends. I'm the Barbei Rav de Chad Yoimah. Imagine. He traveled 3 months to go to yeshiva for a day. And then he traveled 3 months back. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan saw how much tzar he had. So he told him, "Matusim inach, I beg you, loy ta'anash lulu rabbanav. Don't have so much chalitza sadas. Because if you can have so much chalitza sadas, you're going to carry a kepeda with you, and you may end up harming the rabbanan." So the Gemara says, "Nafik Rabbi Yochanan lebe mejosh v'darsh." Rabbi Yochanan went out and he darshin. He was trying to be mechazik this yid. He said, "Va'oisi yoim yoim yidroishon, that you should come and you should beseech me." Yoim yoim, v'das drachai yechafetzon. So he said, yechpatzon. V'chi b'yoim darshan oisai, says the Gemara, u'balayla ain darshan oisai. See, what's this pasuk? V'oisi yoim yoim. Why only during the day? Why not at night? Eloloy melechol. The pasuk is coming to teach us, kol oisai b'toyra afili yamech v'shana. If a person learns Torah even 1 day a year, ma'alo olav akasav kilu asa kol ha'shana kulo. It's as if he learned Torah the entire year. 1 day is like the whole year. And then he said, v'chem imidis peronius. The same is true in the reverse. When it comes to peronius, t'chsib b'mispar hayomim, Asher tartem es ha'oretz, arboim yoim, yoim lashono, yoim lashono, tisu avoinoisechem, arboim shono, vidatem es tnuasi. So the Meraglim were 40 days in Eretz Canaan, and because of the 40 days in Eretz Canaan, they were punished for 40 years. So the Gemara says, vichi arboim shono chatu, valay barim yoim chatu. What does that mean? Oh, 40 days, therefore 40 years. Doesn't make sense. Eloim lechokal, oivet aveir, afili amecha v'shono, if a person does an aveir, even 1 day during the year, malo levakos of kilu, avar kol hashono kulo, it's as if he really did aveiris the entire year. And this is the story of the Barbei Rav de Chad Yoima. This was a person, he would travel months to come to Beis Medrash, and he ended up being in Beis Medrash only 1 day. And they would refer to him as a Barbei Rav de Chad Yoima. So it got late early. This was a very, very, very long daf. But just a few very, very short ha'aras. Mam is short, we'll just mention two or so, and then we'll pick it up in Metz Hashem tomorrow. So the first is that the Gemara said, on the top of the Yom, Daf Hei Amid Beis, V'anoichi haster aster ponai, Bayoim Hahu. Kadosh Baruch Hu says it's going to be a Hester Ponim. Amar Rava. So Rava said, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. Afal Pisha Estarti Ponim Mehem. Even though there's going to be a time where there's going to be a Hester Ponim, but Bachaloi Madar Beboy. Don't think it's going to be a total Hester Ponim. Bachaloi Madar Beboy. What does that mean? So Rashi says that Van Noichi Aster Ponim Bayoy. Bayoim Veloy Belayla. At night, people sleep. When they sleep, they have dreams. And Bechaloy Madar Beboy, there's some nevuah that gets communicated through dreams. Rabbi Yosef Amar, Rabbi Yosef added to this, and he said, Yodoyin Netuya Eleinu. That even though Vanoichi Haster Aster Pani Bayoim Ahu, but at the same time, Yodoyin Netuya Eleinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand is still stretched out. I saw a beautiful Ha'ara in a Sefer. I don't have it in front of me, but the Ara is as follows. It says in Megillas Esther, so the Pasuk says, we all know what happened, that Esther, the Gzera, and then it says, Umardcha Yoda es kol asher nasa, vayikra mardcha es begoda, vayilbash sakfo efer, vayetze betoicho ir, vayizak sa'oka gedoylo umara. So Umardcha Yoda es kol asher nasa. Mardcha, even though he wasn't in the palace, but he knew everything that was happening. So Rashi, in his Pirish on Esther, had Mardchai knew. Zok Rashi, Bal HaChaloyim Omer Aloy. The Bal HaChaloyim told us. He said, beautiful. We know Esther and Atayim Minayin, Shenemar, Vonoichi, Haster, Aster, Pone, Bayemahu. The story of Esther was the epitome of a Hester Ponim. Umardchai Yoda is Kol Asher Naso, Bal HaChaloyim Omer Aloy. It's this Gemara. That even though there's a Hester Ponim, but Bachaloyim Adaber Boy. And that's why Mardchai, in this world of Hester Ponim, which is the Estim and Atayim Minayim, it's the epitome of Hester Ponim. What happened? HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Mardchai, his Navi, Bachaloyim Adaber Boy. And that's how he knew everything that was going on. We've mentioned this before. The Chasam Sofer wrote a Sefer that's called Sefer HaZikaron. And the purpose of this Sefer, Sefer Zikaron, is it was an autobiographical work that was written by the Chasam Sofer, hard to believe, and it was written in the year Tav Kuf Samech Tes. It was written in the year 1808-1809. And the context of the Sefer is Presburg, the city that the Chasam Sofer was rav in, was under attack by Napoleon's army. This was during the French Revolution. And the Yidden in Presburg were in a tremendous sakon. And the Chasam Sofer wrote a diary, literally, of what took place during that year, and ultimately how the Yidden was saved, and all the different miracles that took place. And he talks about some of the drushes that he gave. Obviously, this was written by the Chasam Sofer in the first person. So there's a lot of Torah here, but there's also a lot of fascinating tidbits and anecdotes that are tucked away, literally written b'ksav yad kotcha shel Moran Chasam Sofer. In the beginning of the Sefer HaZikaron, the Chasam Sofer says that it was Hoshana Rabbah, and he had a nightmare. And the following night, he had a nightmare again. And then the following night, he had a nightmare again. And he got very, very afraid. And he said the reason he was afraid is because the Gemara says in Masechtas Chagiga Daf Hei Amud Beis that even though Vanoichi Haster Aster Pone Bayemahu, but at the same time, Bachaloim Adaber Boy. And he thought that even though he said, who am I? And I'm not worthy for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be communicating with me through dreams. But at the same time, there is a concept of Bachaloim Adaber Boy and Meichash Mia Boy. And he felt that all these dreams that he was having in succession maybe is coming to tell him something, that something is supposed to happen. And he said he started preparing for something very, very bad to happen. And in that piece, it's kedai to see inside, he has a little bit of a pilpul in our Gemara. Meaning the Gemara said, Vanoichi aster aster pone bayoimahu. Omar Rava, afal pisha starti pone mayhem, but pachaloi madar baboy. Rabbi Yosef Omar yodin netuya eleinu. And he says, I am b'masha, I am b'turi evan. They all have different auras on this Gemara. The way the Chasam Sofer learns the Gemara is that Rav and Rav Yosef are actually arguing. There's a machloit is going on. They both agree that in a Hester Panim, Hashem is going to reveal himself in a dream. But at the same time, they were arguing. What was the machloikis? The machloikis was, is the purpose of the dream to give the tzaddik a heads up? So like this, he can be ma'orer his people to do tshuva. So like this, maybe they'll be able to prevent the gzera from happening. Or maybe, really, there's going to be no way to prevent it. So what would be the purpose of the dream? It's to add insult to injury. That would be the purpose. So not only will you have to deal with the tzara when it happens, daya l'tzara b'shaita, but like this, you're going to know about it in advance, and that's actually going to compound the tzara. And he learns up in the Gemara that Rav and Rav Yosef were arguing this point. They were arguing whether when the tzaddik is told sometimes about this impending doom, whether the purpose of it is to actually be able to do something constructive, or to the contrary, it's a geder of luck gubigeflayim, where not only are they going to have to deal with the tzara when it happens, but now they know about it in advance, like this, they could start worrying about it and start being nervous about it, even though they're not even going to be able to do anything about it. So the Chasam Sofer said that he didn't know if these dreams meant anything, but he knows Chazal say in a world of Hester Ponim, B'chaleim Adar B'boy. And he also wasn't sure if we pass like Rav or Rabbi Yosef, whether the dream even allows you to do something. But he said, I felt I have to be chayish for Shitas Rabbi Yosef, who holds Oyd Yoda in the Tuya Eleinu. He's the Shita that Chasam Sofer teaches, is the one that holds you could do something about it. And he said, therefore, he was Ma'orer, and he started doing things, thinking that doom was going to come. The Kachavad ended up being a very, very tumultuous year, as he writes about at length in the Sefer Zekar. But it's fascinating how he based it on this Gemara right here, that the Gemara says, B'chaloy Madabrabai, and this is his Akhtam, it's literally the Psicha to the Sefer Zekar, and it all began with a dream. We mentioned in the past that the dreams happen on Yishana Rabbah, and the Chasam Sofer refers to it as dreams that he had Bereshis Hashanah. We've stelled to the Marsha that says in Masechtas Brachos Daf Yud Ches, that if a person has a dream on Rosh Hashanah, dreams like that are very often true dreams. So this wasn't just a dream. It was a dream, Meireish Hashanah. You have to be Medayik, L'shoyne Yazov. So this was a dream that happened, Meireish Hashanah, a gedra, b'chaloy madaber boy, inside the Hester upon him. Could be you could do something about it. Could be you can't do something about it. L'chumra, we have to assume that maybe you could do something about it. And that's why he starts, does the Chasam Sofer, putting things into motion, thinking that maybe he was just given a heads up about something that's going to happen. But just to end with one final ara, and that is, the Gemara said in Amin Aleph, Rabbi Yochanan, there were a whole bunch of different psukim, that when he would come to these psukim, he would cry. One of the psukim was, that the pasuk says, V'hoya ki simtzeena oisai rois rabbis fitzarois, v'onsa ashirazois lafon of le'ed. So if there's going to be rois rabbis fitzarois, and Rabbi Yochanan cried, he said, Eved, Shirabi Mamtziloi, Rois Vitzaris, Takana Yeshloi, an Eved whose master is Mamtziloi, Rois and Tsaris, what hope does he have? Takana Yeshloi, has he supposed to stand the chance? So Rav Shamshin Meastropoli said, that why was it Rabbi Yochanan Dafka that when he came to this pasuk he used to cry? Why was it nobody else that used to cry when it came to this pasuk? He said pshat based on a Gemara in Masechtas Brachos Daf Hei Amud Aleph. The Gemara over there says, it says in the pasuk, Ashrei Agever Asheti Asrenuka Umitayrascha Selamdenu. So Rabbi Yochanan said, Ashrei Agever Asheti Asrenuka. Praised is a person who has Yisurim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How fortunate is someone that HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes him? And you know I know that. Umitayrascha Selamdenu. I know it from the Torah. Where do you see this concept in the Torah? He said, Kal v'chomer mishem v'ayin. You can learn it from a Kal v'chomer, from the shame and the ayin. Ma shem v'ayin, shehin echon me'ivarev shalotam. Eved yoytze behem lecheros, madach shem v'ayin. Which is just one of the ivarim of a person. So if the other would knock out the tooth or the eye of an Eved Kanani, he would go lecheros. Yisurim, shememarkin kol gufay shel adam. Yisurim, which was memarik, it cleanses the entire person. Alachas kama v'kama. Then certainly somebody like that is going to go lecheres. So Rabbi Yochanan said, Ashrei hagever asheti asrenu ka. You know I know that? Umitayros chasalam denu. I know it from the Torah. I know it with the yudgim umidah shatayin adrash eskan. Which midah kal v'chaymer. Madach an evet kanani is yoytze b'shem v'ayin. So kal v'chaymer, a person that gets yisurim al kol gufay, he's certainly going to be yoytze. For sure he's going to go free. What is this going to go free? He's going to be spared so many terrible things. And that's Ashrei hagever asheti asrenu ka. And the Gemara says, V'hainu d'Rav Shimon ben Lakish. This is what Rish Lakish, who was a Talmud Rabbi Yochanan, said. That what Rish Lakish say? Nemar bris b'melech. It says the word bris by salt. V'nemar bris b'yisurim. And it says the word bris by yisurim. Nemar bris b'melech, d'chziv alay sash bis melech bris. V'nemar bris b'yisurim, d'chziv eila divrei abris. Ma bris ha'omer b'melech, melech mamtekes as abasar. Just like salt, it's mamtekes as abasar. It makes meat more palatable. Af bris amur b'yisurim. So to the bris that it says by yisurim, yisurim emarkin kol avinoisef shaladam, it makes a person's averis more palatable, meaning it's memarik avinoisef shaladam. So Rabbi Yochanan said, Ashrei agev asheti asrenu ka. How do I know that? Mitayrascha l'salamdenu. Where do you see it in the Torah? Kal v'chaymer. From where? From Shem Va'ayin. And the Gemara says, V'ayinu damar Reish Lakish. That's what Reish Lakish meant when he said that Nema bris me'melach v'nema bris be'yisurim, just like melach is mematik basar, so to yisurim is mematik, it's memarik avinoisav shalata. Rabbi Yochanan learned that yisurim are memarik avinoisav shalata, they cleanse a person from his averis, from Shem Va'ayin. Reish Lakish learned it from melach. So Rabbi Shamshon Astropoli said, there's a big nafkamina if you learn it from Shem Va'ayin or if you learn it from Melach. He said, what's the nafkamina? Nafkamina is, when does an Eved go out the Shem Va'ayin? He only goes out the Shem Va'ayin if the Odin himself is the one that knocks out the Shem Va'ayin. If the Eved is working in the field, he trips, he falls, and one of his teeth fall out, he's not Yoytze the Shem Va'ayin. If the master, the Odin is the one that knocks out his tooth, if the master is the one that makes him blind, then he's Yoytze the Shem Va'ayin. But if it doesn't happen directly from the master, he's not Yoytze. Rabbi Yochanan said that, how do I know that Yisurim are Marik Avinoisev Shel Adam? You know it from the fact that the Eved is Yoytze B'Shem V'ayim. It's learned out from Kal V'Chaymer. Now, if it's learned out from Kal V'Chaymer, Dayoy Lovoy Min Adin Liyoyz Kenodon. And just like the Eved is only Yoytze B'Shem V'ayim, if the Adin is the one that knocked it out, so too the only time Yisurim are going to be Marik Avinoisev Shel Adam is if the Adin directly is the one that caused them to have Yisurim. Reish Lakish learned it not from a Kal V'Chaymer, he learned it from Gzeir Shava. He learned it from Bris Melach. That just like melach causes meat to taste better, so too yisurim amemarik avinoisav shel adam. If melach lands on me, it doesn't matter how it got there. It doesn't matter who put it there. If it was a davar shemischaven, if it was a davar shein mischaven, if it was a melach shein tzricha legufa, if it was a psikresha deloy nichalei. At the end of the day, it's going to be mematik the basar. And according to Reish Lakish, said Rabbi Shamshon Astropoli, if a person has yisurim, it doesn't matter what the origin of the yisurim are. It doesn't matter how the yisurim came about. At the end of the day, yisurim amemarikin avinoisav shel adam. So Rabbi Shamshon Astropoli said a davar nifla. He said the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan kimati lahi kravi b'achi. Rabbi Yochanan came to the pasuk v'haya ki simtzena oisay rois rabbis v'tzaros. If a person is going to somehow stumble upon rois rabbis v'tzaros v'onsa ashira azois lefanov le'ed ki loisi shachach mipizare. So Rabbi Yochanan said, eved she rabbi mamtzi loy rois v'tzaros. An eved whose master causes the eved to encounter rois rabbis v'tzaros. He doesn't do it directly, but he's mamtziloi. It's kisim tzeno. It's going to be b'derech grom and garmi. It's going to happen in an indirect way. Takono yeshloi, meaning bishloimo, if the other would go directly, he would knock out the tooth of his eved. So good, at the very least, the eved is going to be yoytze v'shem v'ayin. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly causes a person yesurim, then he too is yoytze v'shem v'ayin. Kal v'choymer, because this is memari kol gufay shel adam. Or be'eved shem mamtziloi, where it doesn't happen directly. It happens indirectly. Takono yeshloi, and thus is alts Rabbi Yochanan l'shitasoi. Rabbi Yochanan l'darsh in the brachas daf hamad aleph. Rabbi Yochanan that said that the makar that yisurim are memarik avinoisav shel adam is kal v'chomer from shein v'ayin, and shein v'ayin only works if the adam does it directly. That means if a person gets yisurim but he feels like it's not coming directly from the Eibishter, but rather it's something that's Odin is mamtziloi, but it's happening b'derech groma, it's v'hoya kisim tzena oisei rois for rabbis, then he's not yoytze l'cheres. Those yisurim are not memarika avinoisav shel adam, and it's dafka by that pasuk that Rabbi Yochanan cried. There are other psukim that talk about how a person could have tzaras, but what Rabbi Yochanan saw in this pasuk that he didn't see in the other psukim is that sometimes the Odin's purposely going to do it in a way where he wouldn't be achroi in the sugi of Shem V'ayin. And if he's not achroi in the sugi of Shem V'ayin, that type of yisurim is not memarik avinoisav shel adam. So who is the one that said this? It was Rabbi Yochanan that said it. Agavurchi, how did Rabbi Yochanan darshan that yisurim amemarik avinoisav shel adam? He darshaned it from a kal v'chomer. This is another kal v'chomer that teaches us this concept of refuah. Now this is ironic because we're talking about yisurim, and yisurim is the antithesis of refuah. But if the antithesis of refuah is haguf, yisurim is really a refuah. It's a refuah sanefesh. Yisurim are a davar shel refuah, and kishmoy kachi, it's a davar shel yisurim. But as it relates to the nefesh, the greatest refuah sanefesh is yisurim. And as a person goes through a situation, he goes through a matzav, his yisurim amemarik avinoisav shel adam. So very befittingly, Rabbi Yochanan darshan this idea that yisurim amemarik avinoisav shel adam, the concept of the ultimate refuah sanefesh, We're from a Kavu Chaymer, because Kavu Chaymer, like the Maggid said, and the Bnei Zoskar says, is Keneged, the first of Yudgam Amidah Shatar and Ejreshus Bem, the Mid of Kel, which we always say is a school of Refuah, Ono Kel, no Refon Allah. So this is not Refuah Sagov, it's the opposite of Refuah Sagov, of it's Refuah HaNefesh. But regardless, this is all Rabbi Yochanan of Lashitasa, because he learned it, Kavu Chaymer Meshem Ve'ayim. So if it's Eved, Cherabi Mamtsiloi Rois Vitzaris, then he has no benefit. There's no silver lining in these Yisurim. That's why he used to cry, because if these types of Yisurim, Takana Yeshloi, there's no Takana.